Welcome to another edition of the Inside Scoop. My name is Neil Crawford. I'm your host and also the founder of Anytime Soccer Training. If you're not familiar with the Inside Scoop, it's a podcast dedicated to helping parents learn about the soccer pathways that would be available to their child if they lived in another city around the world. And this show is brought to you by Anytime Soccer Training. Anytime Soccer Training is the only training program that has well over 5,000 training videos that cover all the major individual skill areas. Check out anytime-soccer.com to learn more about the program. You can join for free and get a lot of great free training videos. Remember, every video is 100% follow along, has a slow motion demonstration and timer, and the program covers all the major individual skill areas. So again, check out anytime-soccer.com to learn more. And now let's get on to the show. This is going to be a quick show where I speak directly to a potential user and YouTube follower who had a good question. And I'm going to tee this up by explaining a broader initiative that I'm trying to do and I'm going to do regarding my YouTube and Instagram. So I am a solopreneur, as you probably know. I have zero marketing budget. And I'm not super young and I'm not like an influencer and I don't really, I'm too nuanced to say a bunch of like cliche-ish things online as if there's no nuance. So that's not my personality either. And so I was scratching my head to figure out what is something I can do consistently to add value to members, right? But also share the good news about Anytime Soccer Training, because it had to be easy, consistent, low production value. What could I do? And you've created a training app that's like trying to be super organized. And that's what you do. And that's a skill that you can bring to the table. So now what I'm doing is on my Instagram channel, and I'll do this on TikTok as well. And I'll do this for our YouTube shorts. I want to spend the next whatever decade just cataloging in 20 to 30 second clips, very standard clips, various soccer moves, right? And so if you check out the Instagram channel, which I'll share in the show notes, you'll see that we've started with two of our series, the 1000 Touch Ball Mastery and the Two Cone Ball Mastery. And we're just doing 20 second clips of every move in that series. And then we'll go on to the next one. And we have a newsletter that you can join, which I'll put into the show notes, which we send a different clip each week, okay? And then what we're going to do as well is I am also going to find, I see all these different moves and clips, things that are not necessarily in the program or the way that they've done it is a little bit better or different, clips on Instagram, YouTube, etc. And I'll add them to the newsletter, and all of this stuff will go onto the website, and we're going to have a search feature on our WordPress, our public website, where you can look for drills. So even though, you know, the primary goal of Anytime Soccer Training in terms of the functional piece of it was to help parents and coaches not have to spend these hours and hours on YouTube and Instagram searching for soccer training videos. The primary goal is to kind of make that process easier for you guys. But I also want to be a free resource. If you do decide to look on the internet, I'm like, if you're going to go on the internet and look for soccer training videos, at least I want to catalog the best that I can find. And that's what we're going to do. But when you start cataloging and showing people how slow the progression is of Anytime Soccer Training drills, there's a logical question, because the difference in one drill to the next drill is very small in many cases. And to the layman, it just looks weird. Like you do it this way, then the next time you do it, it's just a slow variation. So the user, and I'm going to go to my YouTube channel, so just bear with me. The user asked a very reasonable question. I thought, you know, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast. So the user said, not user, sorry. He's a follower. Okay, so the one of the videos I posted, which is the first move in the 1000 touch ball mastery program, is just doing toe taps. And then later on, I posted another video where my younger son is doing toe taps, but he's spinning. And the user asked, you know, what's the difference? Why do you have to do the spinning? And I said, you know, I'm going to read my response and then try to give some any context I can. I said, working on the same skill with a small variation. This is also a precursor to the Maradona turn. So when you're working with really young kids, especially, and you, quote unquote, let's say you eventually want to teach them the Maradona turn while they're dribbling and do the turn, toe tap spinning is a good precursor. But we're working on the same skill, which is getting that cardio and just getting them used, to touching the ball is a very first step. Then I went on and explained, hey, the program follows a slow progression, thousands of sessions that take kids from beginner to advanced. Connecting the previous session to the new session allows them to follow easier while new skills are slowly introduced. And yes, there will be overlap. It is what it is. So I always joke with my friends to say, in addition to the name Anytime Soccer Training, the unofficial name is keeping you from strangling your kids. So I don't know about you, because when I go on social media and I talk to parents on social media, they give me one type of answer, right? It's, you know, if your kid, my kid loves to be out there and I don't have no problems, and I got to drag them off the field from doing all these rudimentary skills and, you know, whatever, right? I get that. But then when I talk to people in real life, it's always a different story, right? You know, I struggle with this, I struggle with that. We have some good days, we have some bad days, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of how it was with me starting out. And I've talked about this a lot. And so one of the motivations behind Anytime Soccer Training's curriculum was to slowly help your child, even at a relatively young age, build a degree of autonomy so that you as the parent did not have to be like super hands-on when it came to the non-soccer instruction, right? So you wanted to be hands-on, at least for me anyways, with my sons, on this very specific technical detail that I wanted them to pull out of it. And so an example with toe taps might be, hey, I don't want you to crouch over the ball, or hey, I want you touching it with this part of your foot, or hey, I want you to get 75 touches, or whatever, right? That could be, that's part of it, right? With technical detail. The instructions I did not want to have to give is, hey, the video just said do this and you're not paying attention, or hey, yesterday you did this and now it's some new thing that you've never seen before. I did not want to go down there, because I know with parents, and I'm included, we get frustrated with our kids. We get frustrated with our kids because I think there's a lot of biology there that we need to explore. Familiarity breeds contempt, and our kids just don't want to listen to us. So I wanted a situation where they could almost mindlessly get through this stuff. And so part of the curriculum, part of my, and it's very intentional, was number one, to introduce one move at a time, right? And so by introducing one move at a time, number one, they, before we even get to the soccer, they just learn what I'm calling the move. Because one parent gave me feedback and said, well, you call this move this, but we call it that, and just wanted to let you know. And I was like, yeah. And I get that, you know, as a tomato, there's a lot of things you can do. And I actually refine the names I give them as I learn more and more. But the most important thing is they know what we're talking about. So they get five reps of hearing the name, seeing a slow motion demonstration and doing it. Introduce one move. And then I want it almost like a connective tissue between that move and the next video, right? And that's why we have these tiny variations, because I want them to practice the same skill again with a small variation. Now, technically speaking, I could just have them do that same video again, but I did not want that for a number of reasons. Number one, kids, adults, they just love getting the green check and know they and knowing that they finished that video. They stack them, right? So they get a little bit of an endorphin rush by finishing something. And it's just boring. It's already boring, right? So it's really boring if they're doing the same thing over and over. So I wanted it to be something different, but it had to be connected to what they previously did. Then the next thing is, and we talked about this in previous podcasts, so I'm not going to go into it, but it's the brain science of you're just strengthening that those neural pathways. So in some respects, it does matter. Maybe they're spinning as opposed to doing it stationary, but it doesn't matter in some respects. So you're just constantly strengthening that neuroplasticity. So even if they didn't do it, if they only did TikToks and that, no, toe taps, and then they went to practice and the coach asked them to do toe tap spinning, they would still be able to do toe tap spinning better than the kid who didn't do, who had never done it before because of the brain's neuroplasticity and those neural pathways being strengthening. And then they can add that adaptation or that variation a lot easier. So that's a long way of saying to me, it was just like, hey, I need you to understand what we're doing. You're six, you're seven, you're eight, you're just not going to pay attention. So I need you to just to be able to do it without us getting frustrated. And I wanted you to slowly build autonomy. And then, the brain is doing its thing when you're doing these slow variations. So that's part of it. Another part, and we've talked about this in a previous podcast. Humans, and I put myself in that category, we are emotional creatures and we love our children, we love other people, and there's a lot of evolutionary stuff because we're social creatures as well that creates biases when it comes to this type of training that I think technology can offset. And I use the word offset very intentionally because the human element can offset disadvantages that technology brings, and technology can offset this disadvantages that the human element brings. Well, one of the big disadvantages I saw with humans when I would observe private trainers is they don't feel comfortable spending the requisite amount of time, in my opinion, on any particular skill, because there's this desire to entertain. There's this desire to be interesting. There's a desire to be fun, which is natural. And they also read the person's body language, and they just can't do, they're not going to do the same things over and over and over again, which I think is precisely what definitely foundational players, I think all players, but definitely foundational players need it. And so that's where technology steps in and says, hey, we're going to run you through this battery of drills with slow changes, but we're going to chunk them. And what I mean by that is it's only going to be 3 to 5 minutes of exercise. So you're going to blast through them. But to the naked eye, it's going to look like, man, you're doing the same thing. And you are doing the same thing, but we're just trying to deliver it in a way that doesn't overwhelm the child and keeps harmony between the parent and the child, but creates a discipline that only technology can allow. And then again, I talked about this in a technical variation podcast, and maybe I'll put that in the show notes at some point. But technology also has a benefit of doing variations or implementing variations that would be completely impractical for a human to try to recreate, right? So no human, again, put myself in this category, is going to, even though I kind of did this before, but I use Excel, so maybe I'm part Cleon or something, but no human is going to say, all right, this week you're doing toe taps, you're going to do the spinning right. You're going to do toe taps 5 minutes, toe tap spinning right 5 minutes, then next week toe tap spinning left, and then toe taps going. Nobody thinks like that. I think I was the only person, but I wanted to exhaust every variation of that ball mastery skill, and then I wanted to exhaust every variation of that skill across every type, all the major skill areas, right? So every variation of that skill within ball mastery, and then every variation of that skill across the skill areas, all the way to unopposed, sorry, opposed 1v1, where you're trying to do a Maradona turn, and you're trying to do a Maradona turn against your brother in the backyard or something. And so what that looks at like is, in the first folder, and there's about 30 folders in the 1000 touch program, the first two or three folders are just variations of toe taps and TikTok, right? And then you do that in the figure eight dribbling, and you also do some variation of that in the line cone dribbling, and then you do the Maradona, which is kind of like a version of toe taps and spinny, and the 1v1 drills, and you do all of this stuff in the actual dribbling series. So I saw that as an advantage that technology could bring to the table that you just couldn't do as a human. But again, we had to be very disciplined in the fact that you don't want to spend too much time on one individual skill. That's why, again, I keep saying this, that's why the videos are relatively short. Now, technical training in this way is what it is. And I go through this with my parents, I go through this with my players, and I go through this with my coaches. We all have a magic ball, a magic yellow ball. We have a magic mat. We all have a trinket. We all have some kind of training thing. And as an adult, we all have the fitness gear in the garage. We all have the bit. We all have that stuff, collecting dust in our homes, right? Because a tool, a process, this stuff can only take you so far. It is what it is. It's hard work. And this is just an attempt to make it more palatable because the rewards are huge. But you just got to stick with it. I'm just talking to a parent today, and he was explaining to me how his son loves to play, but won't do any individual training. But at the same time, this particular parent is paying like $60 an hour for some kind of physio strength training thing. And I was like, listen, just try to make a pact with your son. No judgment here, but just try to make a pact. This is unsolicited advice. Give you 10 minutes. Just give me 10 minutes a week. Just give me 10 minutes a week, because you need to invest in yourself. If we're going to invest in you. And the parent, he's my buddy. He was like, yeah, I think you're right. I've tried these different things, but I'm going to recommit to this as we head into the new year. And so I say all that to say, is this what I'm proposing, the right thing to do? For some it is, for some it's not. As a matter of fact, for 99% of people, it's not the thing to do, right? I know this because if it was the thing to do, I'd be on my private beach in Tahiti. But for 1% of the people out there, it is a process that will work for them. And I want that 1% to give it an honest try, and then give me your honest feedback, because we're always making enhancements. As a matter of fact, I'll end with this. A parent just emailed me. Two parents emailed me. I was going to do a pod. I got to do a podcast on for one of them, I'll give you a bit of foreshadowing. A parent emailed me just yesterday and said, "Hey, got everything set up. Thank you, but is there a way to make your own training sessions?" Because he wants to do a lot of different variety. And I was like, "Nope, not yet. What you can do is you can add." Well, there is. So there is and there isn't. So the way the program works is you add folders. So all the videos are organized in these folders. So think of them like if you haven't used the program, think about it like algebra, not algebra. Think about it like a math, and you have folders like algebra, geometry, trigonometry, arithmetic, and then those skill areas, which is like ball mastery, juggling, whatever. They Within algebra, there are all these folders, right? And one folder could be for, it's been so long, but single variant solution. Another one is two variant. Another one is quadratics, right? And you just add the folder, and that folder might have 30 videos. And what he is saying is, hey, I want to be able to take one video from, I want to create my list where I create one, take one video from trigonometry and one from algebra and one from geometry and one from English lit, and I want to just put them into one folder so that I have that workout for my son. And we are working behind the scenes day and night to get that feature up and loaded. I think it will be ready. So today is Friday, 12/6/2024. I think it's going to be ready within the next 2 weeks. And I'm looking forward to that. And what that's going to do, in addition to you being able to create your own custom workouts, it's going to be open source. So all of us can create custom workouts. And anyone who creates a custom workout, it's going to be saved in the custom workout section of the website. And you will be able to pin various custom workouts to your favorites. And these custom workouts will be like folders. But the reason that's so important is because no one knows the program like me. So I'm going to be able to go into loud videos that I think you guys should do if you don't want to, especially if you don't want to follow the full curriculum. And I'll be able to make a lot of custom workouts, and I'll share those with you guys. And when there are any gaps in the program, and there is, I mean, you can't be everything to everybody. But now that my older son, who's been using the program since he was about 9, or I think about 9, because he's pretty technical and he's just older now, he's a teenager. He and I can go out and film it real quick. And that's what we started doing with the hunt. We created 101 ball mastery drills, and we're still adding to that. We can go out and film it and add it to the mix. So you remember I told you it kind of comes back full circle that we want to be the home. If you search for soccer drills, I want to have an organized place for you to find them, starting from beginner to advanced. And then anything we don't have or anything we recommend, I want to curate it for you guys and throw it onto the public website as well. And then if it's something that's really interesting, I'll get my son to practice it, and we'll go out and film it and add it to the official program. And then what we're also going to do for our coaches who have teams, we're going to have a place where they can post videos, so the kids can post videos of themselves doing it, doing different various stuff. And our coaches can post videos of whatever video they want from YouTube. If they want the kid to do something specific, they can film themselves as YouTube. So they can just post it inside the app and keep that running. And the team feature is always going to be free, right? So you can go and create a program, and I mean, you can create an account and create a team, and it's always going to be free, right? You can communicate to people within the app. And the only thing that folks are paying for, if they are inclined to do it, is upgrading their team, which is like $5 per player per year. They're upgrading their team to have access to all the content. My goal heading into, I told you it was the it's a December 2024. My goal is to always add value to you guys's soccer journeys. Every communication I have with you, I want it to be something of value. Now, it may not always be of value to you, right? I mean, it is what it is, but I want it to be of value to someone. And that's my promise to you guys. And so even when you go to the Anytime Soccer Training public website, yep, I want you to be able to see podcasts. I want you to be able to see articles. In my newsletter, I try to share the best stuff, content that I find, even my so-called competitors, which they don't even know me, but even my so-called competitors, I'll share their stuff because they produce some good content. So I got one coming with Tom Beyer, did an interview with Saul from my personal football coach, and I'm going to add to the newsletter because I thought it was brilliant. So I'm just trying to be valuable. And we have the guest player group, we got the Anytime Soccer Training group, we got the youth soccer coaching group. I'm trying to rebrand those so it's not so, I guess you say, cat fightish, I guess, or at least I'm trying to not to get involved in it, even though we do have spirited debates. And just trying to add value. And this was not really a scripted podcast. It's just something for me to get on here and talk to you guys and let you know that I am thinking about you. I'm always thinking about how can we make this thing better heading into the new year. How can I make this program something that if you don't have in your Arsenal, you're like, people say to you, what? You trying to get better at soccer and you don't have any time soccer training? And yeah, that's what I want to do. And I think being able to create the custom playlist where I can create custom playlists for you and share them with you. And then I can see something online and say, you know, like we used to say that I used to be in this Navy school. We used to say, if you got eyes, you can plagiarize. I see something online, get Adam to go into the living room. We practice it. We go film it and we put it into the show. Or we put it into the app and then share that with you immediately. Or you send me a video, say, Neil, can you add this to the app? Or where is this in the app? I create the playlist and respond to you immediately saying, hey, we put it right here. I think that is going to be a great 2025 to help our kids reach their full potential in youth soccer. So I've done enough talking there. Thank you for your support. You guys have a happy holiday. I'll probably be on before Christmas, but if you don't listen to this before, if you don't listen to the show before Christmas, have a happy holiday and let's get better together.